And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of February, 2017. It was on this day in 1970 National Public Radio was officially incorporated after President Lyndon B. Johnson had signed the Public Broadcasting Act. Started out with 90 public radio stations across the country, it replaced the National Educational Radio Network. About 30 years before, in the 40s, the Federal Communications Commission had reserved the lower end of the FM band for non-commercial educational stations. Pacifica stations got started down there, founded by Lewis Hill and John Lewis, nonprofit stations founded in Berkeley, California. 1949, the public radio station KPFA set up shop in Berkeley entirely. Listener-sponsored. With the incorporation of National Public Radio came All Things Considered, which made its debut in 1971, same year that NPR brought you live coverage of the Senate hearings on the war in Vietnam. It was about this time, in 1564, Christopher Marlowe was born. He was baptized on this day in Canterbury, moved to London, where he wrote plays, wrote Tamburlaine, The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus, The Jew of Malta. Also got into trouble. He was hot-tempered, got into fights. He may have also been a spy for the crown. And he was accused of being an atheist, which at the time was a hanging offense. His great influence on Elizabethan drama and on Shakespeare in particular was his choice to use blank verse, unrhymed iambic pentameter. Last fall, the Oxford University Press announced that it will give Marlowe co-authorship of Shakespeare's three Henry VI plays. Scholars have pored over the plays, looking for patterns, comparing the three parts of Henry VI with works that we know were written by Marlowe, and they find compelling similarities. Some believe that Shakespeare picked up the style by working with actors who had worked with Marlowe in the past. It's the birthday of John George Nicolay, born in Bavaria, 1832, who became President Abraham Lincoln's private secretary. And after the assassination, he, along with his friend John Hay, spent 25 years researching and writing the 10-volume set, The Biography of Lincoln. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote Ain't That a Shame, Fats Domino, Antoine Domino, born in New Orleans in 1928, who said, "People call it rock and roll, but it's nothing but the same rhythm and blues I've been playing down in New Orleans all these years." Here's a poem for today, Shakespeare's sonnet number 116. "Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh, no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved." Shakespeare's sonnet 116, "Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.